Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today in this very special edition of not only This Just In, but also HIMS Radio, and also on Super Tuesday. So very excited for that. Don't want to forget my home state of Georgia. We're voting today along with many other states. So very exciting time. And we're starting a few minutes early here, but we have a very action-packed day. Phenomenal guests. I think this is actually the probably most prominent lineup I've seen in healthcare for any given show. But as we begin here, again, thank you for joining us. And we're broadcasting live from the HIM16 Annual Conference here in Las Vegas at the beautiful Sands Expo and Convention Center. And if you're in the city, please stop by. We're in booth 951, actually kind of near the HIMS Analytics sign. So if you're actually walking through the trade show floor, we're much easier to find by seeing the HIMS Analytics sign, and obviously love to support the HIMS brand there, and certainly the HIMS media team. But many thanks to everyone who have joined us today here and in person, but certainly everybody listening via Business Radio X in the Healthcare Now radio network. We also have several other stations that have joined us and tuned in, so welcome to them as well. And I'm very proud to announce that this is the first live, syndicated, multi-network radio show to ever broadcast from the HIMS conference. So very excited about that, and hopefully we have much more to come in that regard. And this is just one of many. And also, again, many thanks to show sponsors who made this opportunity possible. Again, the HIMS family, HIMS Media, Healthcare IT News, Citrix, Lenovo, Wellcentive, Change Healthcare, and the newly branded CIO X Health. They're all here at the conference, so certainly stop by and show your support to them. They've been wonderful and brought this opportunity forth for all of us. And we'll be broadcasting here today until 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then again tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll be bringing you over 40 guests that you guys can see on the run of shows that we have posted online and also here around the studio and broadcasting for the next 2 days. And all of our guests are among the top in their sector, in their field. The industry's most sought after CEOs, CIOs, care providers, policy leaders, visionaries, and even a few cool celebrity guests to keep the conversation well-rounded. My goal in creating this new conference, I call it an information medium, was to share best practices and actionable intelligence from the industry best sources and experts out to everyone that may not have the opportunity to attend a conference in person this year. There's certainly a lot of reasons why people can't. It's certainly no substitute just to listen in. If you can be at a HIMS conference, certainly recommend it. This is my 16th one in a row, so I know I get a lot out of these conferences when I come in person, but we thought about this new modality and this new opportunity to bring it to everybody, and we will have anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people listening online. We expect that to grow, certainly as the word continues to get out. But over the next couple of days, we're going to speak with many guests. I'm very excited to speak about my first guest here in a moment, but over the next 3.5 hours, and certainly again tomorrow, we're going to bring you the latest in healthcare innovation, strategy, policy, entrepreneurialism, and surely best practices on how our communities are navigating the future of healthcare. My goal, along with all of my guests, will be to offer tactics and strategies to not only survive, but to thrive as we navigate the future of healthcare for your hospital, for your physician practice, for your company, or even your family through all these changes occurring across healthcare today. There's more opportunity than ever before for all of us to thrive, but we must understand how healthcare is evolving, how policy and reimbursement is shifting, and where best practices and innovation can support our efforts. And hope you glean all of this over the next few days. That's certainly my goal. So now, I couldn't be more excited for my first guest, Steve Lieber. HIMS President and CEO, has been one of healthcare and health IT's leading visionaries for decades. We've known each other for about 12 years now, and I was fortunate enough to meet Steve when a handful of us in the industry wanted to start a collaborative at that time called the EHR Vendors Association. Many of the leading companies back in 2003 and 2004 saw how much we all had in common and common goals to create a more efficient healthcare system. We also wanted to lend our technology and healthcare expertise to Capitol Hill as the legislative and regulatory engines were cranking up by the then Bush administration and their creation of the Framework for Strategic Action. Steve and his leadership team offered the EHR vendors a great partnership opportunity and welcomed us into the HIMSS family at that point with terrific support and guidance and saving, as I just told Steve before we joined the air, probably about $1 million or more just in operational costs over our 12-year lifespan. So owe a lot to this gentleman. And when I was chairman of the association, I actually dropped the term vendor, so now it's known as the HIMSS EHR Association. But welcome to the show, Steve.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, my friend. And I think we've started a little bit of a trend here, as you were my first guest last year when we broadcast live from the Venture Plus Forum that occurred just before the HIMSS 15 conference. We were in Chicago. So obviously, this is a much more grand presence and a much more of a grand opportunity. So I thank you. When I brought this idea to you, actually, at the end of the conference last year, I realized the opportunity that we had to really bring a dialogue to a larger audience. I mean, I think we're going to touch 40,000 people, but I think I'll ask you those questions here in a moment. But our opportunity is much greater as well, so I think through the radio medium here. So with that, I know you've just done some tallying. How large is HIMSS annual conference this year?
Well, Justin, it looks like we're probably going to be in the neighborhood of 43, maybe 44,000 people. So it's a big crowd. And what really excites me about what's going on here is we're seeing a tremendous increase in the number of chief executive, chief operating, chief medical. The C-suite audience is really increasing. Those categories are increasing on the range of 15 to 25% over last year. So that tells me a couple of things. One, that audience is really paying attention to technology as a path towards solving the big problems that are facing us. And they are looking at HIMSS as a place where they can get those answers.
Now, that's fantastic, and I couldn't agree more. And I think when I was looking out over the conference this year, and it's exactly what I wanted, was to come here and look for actionable intelligence. And anybody that I speak with and I engage, certainly regarding this platform and just around the conference, is, you know, what is tangible that we can do today to ensure that we're successfully navigating the future of healthcare? So I think those people, that's exactly right. That's what they're looking for. And
That's what we've always been focused on. We call it practical technology, practical education, practical experience. I gotta give people things they can take home and use tomorrow. If we've done that, then we've met our challenge and our obligation.
Love it. So what are the couple of the two or three big things that are new this year for annual conference that you're highlighting here in Las Vegas?
Well, the first time a multi-channel live broadcast.
That's right. Good point.
That's new. Yeah. Now, the things that we're, I'm going to say, doing more of, because they're not really new, but the whole focus on security. I mean, that's so much in the news right now in terms of challenges that people are facing, breaches and such. So we really increased our focus on the area of security. Population health continuum of care, really helping people. And this is something that I've seen a significant difference between what's going on here in the U.S. versus a lot of my international travels. We got a ways to go to get everybody's minds on this concept that it's not about episodic acute care.
Right.
It's about the continuum of care in the community, not just in the institution. And so we're doing a lot on population health and continuity of care. That's another big focus. And then the third one I'd point out, really, patient or consumer engagement.
Yeah.
It is hopefully not just hype and buzz. It's hopefully a recognition that there is a significant effort that we all need to engage in to get the consumer, get the patient paying attention to their health, taking ownership of that, but we've also got to give them the tools to connect with clinician, caregiver, and others. So that's all a part of what we're trying to do this week as well.
No, that's terrific. And I would have to agree. I've seen more as I meet with companies and see how I can help them in different capacities. They all are thinking about consumer-facing applications and directly working with consumers, not only with doctors and care providers and health institutions, but how do they engage the consumer as well. So it's great that these companies are thinking like that. And I think consumers are being pulled along for various reasons, and that's a conversation all in itself, but, you know, through high deductible health plans and consumers or patients or Americans paying more for the healthcare than ever before, they're being drugged into being consumers.
Yeah. We're starting to give them a reason.
That's right.
For paying attention to
That's
this.
Right.
And once you do that, I mean, if you look at how we've changed our lives and the way we shop and do all sorts of things, give me the opportunity, the advantage, the incentive by using technology, and I'm all in. It's going to happen in healthcare too. We've just been a little slow to find those hooks to get people to engage.
Nope, excellent point. So what are one of the two or three big keynotes that we're going to have this year here at HIMSS?
Well, last night for the opening, we had Secretary Burwell, HHS Secretary Burwell, and she highlighted really the, I'm going to say, the theme of the administration's last year. 8 years now, the Obama administration has been laser-focused on driving innovation and change in healthcare. Let's go back to, you know, 2009, Recovery and Reinvestment Act. I mean, that's really where a lot of this started in terms of the craziness that's gone on in this area for the past 8 years. They're in the final stages. We're going to have a new administration, that's Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
And so They're looking at what's that last step. And so she talked a lot about payment reform and how technology can support payment reform. And so the whole move towards value-based and bundled payment, that's a significant one. A couple of other things that are just a little bit maybe under the radar of a lot of folks, but we had a Middle East summit today. Mm. We had a Latin American summit today. So the event is becoming much more global as well. And so it's some neat stuff like that, that as you just wander down the halls and you see the signs, it's like, I didn't know that would be at HIMSS this year. So that's the sort of stuff we're seeing.
This is the world's largest health IT conference, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by far. And certainly global. You guys have been global for a long time. So my final question here in the closing minutes, where are we going to be next year for HIMSS 17?
Next year, we're in Orlando, February 19th. You know, it's a place that we all know. It's on our regular rotation. And so all of us that I heard you say 17 for me this year in terms of the years that I've been coming to HIMSS as the CEO. So we know Orlando. We know what to expect. It's a great city, great setup for us. And we're really looking forward to it.
Excellent. So am I already. Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Thanks for joining the show.
You bet, Justin. Thank you. Bye now.